Good morning. We're continuing with Chayodim Klachav Dalad Simen Vav. Now, to understand the last point over here, we need to explain the following machlokes. There are things which halacha requires, but a person forgets them, forgets to say them, he does not need to go back and repeat Shemoneh Esrei. There are things which halacha requires, if a person does not say them, he has to go back and repeat. So anything which halacha requires that he has to go back and repeat, the person didn't say Mashu Ruch Amar Degashim in the winter. Person did not say Yalav Yavoi by Shachris or Mincha. So he didn't say anything wrong. He just left out something that he's supposed to say. I'm supposed to add in Mashu Ruch Amar Degashim in the winter. I'm supposed to add in B'Sein Talamot to the Bracha. I'm supposed to add in Yalav Yavoi. The thing I'm supposed to add into Shemoneh Esrei, and I didn't add one of these things in. So Saint Talamotar, we actually get a second chance. If you don't add it in Berachos Hashanah, you could add it in Shemayat Tefillah. So that's a little bit of a different conversation. But Yalav Yavoi, you only have one place to say it. Mashav Ruach Amar Degashim, you only have one place, only one bracha to say it. You didn't say it. So you have to add it in the bracha. Now, when does the bracha end? So we could argue that as long as you haven't started the next bracha, you're really still holding in this bracha. So there are some Rishonim which say that that's true. There were a person who was in the winter, was supposed to say Mashav Ruach Amar Degashim, and he didn't say it. He says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mechayei HaMisim. And then he realizes that he did not say Mashav Ruach Amar Degashim. So, right then and there, say Mashav Ruach Amar Degashim. So, if somebody would be listening, they would hear Baruch Atah Hashem, Mechayei HaMisim, Mashav Ruach Amar Degashim. So is that acceptable? So the Rav Yoah, one of the Rishonim, says yes, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins like that opinion, that a person can add in that which he was missing as long as he has not started the next bracha. Now there is an opinion that says that's not true. That as soon as he finished the bracha, it's too late. You can't add it. You cannot add it in anymore. The Chayyim is going to paskin like that, like the Shulchan Aruch, that in that situation a person can add in Mashav Ruach Amar Degashim, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayei HaMisim, Mashav Ruach Amar Degashim is acceptable. Now, if he said Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayei HaMisim, and he said the word Atah Kadosh, he said the word Atah, it's too late. And then he has to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. But that's not what we're dealing with over here. Over here, we're dealing with something else. Over here, the person said something wrong. So we say, as long as you're within the bracha, you can start over again or correct it. But once the bracha is finished, it's too late. You cannot start over again or correct it. You've been, as it were, you've taken this incorrect statement that you've said and you've made it part of your Shemoneh Esrei. So what can you do when you finish the bracha? What are you going to do? You already have said this bracha incorrectly. This is not part of your Shemoneh Esrei. The only solution is to start over again, Shemoneh Esrei again. So there's a difference between something which you need to say, which you forgot to say, and something which you should not have said that you said. So we're dealing with over here a person is said something that he should not have said. And now he gets to the end of Shemoneh Esrei, end of the bracha. And he says, Baruch Atah Hashem. And he realizes that he said Mashav Ruach Amar Degashim when he should not have. So Baruch Atah Hashem, then what should he do? He can't stop there. That's the middle of a bracha. It says Mechai Mesim. That's it. He's done. He has to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. In the winter, according to Chayyim, he could say Baruch Atah Hashem, realizes his mistake. He says no problem. He says Mechai Mesim, Mashav Ruach Amar Degashim. He can add in that phrase right after Mechai Mesim. But in the summer, when he should not have said Mashav Ruach Amar Degashim, and he said it, if he says Mechai Mesim, He has to start the Shemoneh Esrei over again. So what should he do? Zok to Chayyim. V'im lo yisayim habracha. Rak she'omar baruch atah Hashem. The person did not finish the bracha yet. And he said the words baruch atah Hashem. Yisayim landeni chukecha. Baruch atah Hashem landeni chukecha is a pasuk in Tillim in Kibitl Kuf Yates. In Tillim, David Melech says baruch atah Hashem landeni chukecha. So that's a pasuk. That's not a bracha, that's learning Torah. I'm quoting a pasuk. I didn't finish. So in the middle of my bracha, Atogi Worla L'Mashem Achayim Esim Atarav Hashia Nematalach Yis Meisim, and I quoted a pasuk from Tehillim. I didn't finish the bracha yet because I just decided right now to say a pasuk of Tehillim. So when if you Baruch Atah Hashem, if he says Mechayim Meisim, he's got has to start over again. If he says Yamdeni Chukecha, Raise a kilo dine bam sub bracha, so he hasn't finished the bracha yet. And because la tagibor, kilo come on sim in the chest. So he cannot stop with the bracha to Hashem, because that's a bracha levatola. If he says the Mechayim Esim, he'll have to touch one essay over again. He cannot correct it once he says Mechayim Esim. So instead, you say the phrase, the bracha to Hashem, lamdeni chukecha, so that the words bracha to Hashem are not left standing by themselves as a bracha levatola. You have not completed the bracha because you didn't say Mechayim Esim yet. So you go back to Tal Gibor, and you'll repeat the whole paragraph, and then say with Mashiach Ruchamar and Gashem in it, and then you'll say Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayim Esim, and then continue the rest of Shemone Esrei. So that's the approach of the Chayotim. So in Simen Ches, he's going to bring out this concept of saying Lamdeni Chukecho. There are those who argue, and we'll have to talk about that, Bez Hashem, in the following shir. Have a good day.